You mustn't listen to this track. If you're in any situation which requires your full attention, especially when you're driving. So the first thing to do is to choose a time and a place when you're unlikely to be disturbed. Settle yourself comfortably and allow yourself to relax. This track is about preparing to use the ABC impulse control method. It's an essential part of the anger management program and mustn't be skimped if you are to succeed in managing anger. The track is about preparing to handle situations calmly in future, situations where you've had difficulty in staying calm in the past. Control of angry impulses is about staying cool in the moment and deciding later, when you feel calmer, how to deal with whatever is upsetting you. That's why the ABC method is often called the not now method. Self-control preparation is fully described in the anger management program. Essential to successful impulse control is visualizing yourself, imagining yourself handling each red zone and each anger trigger calmly using the ABC not now technique. So check that you're quite comfortable and imagine entering one of your red zones. I'll pause for a while you decide which red zone you're going to imagine. Remember, a red zone is any situation or place where you're more likely to run into an anger trigger. And now that you've chosen the red zone to visualize, change your breathing and start breathing in that special diaphragmatic way. Do that now. And now imagine yourself entering the red zone you have chosen. Imagine that when you enter the red zone, you change your breathing to diaphragmatic breathing. And imagine yourself staying calm and saying to yourself repeatedly, "Not now." So do that now. Imagine entering the red zone, changing your breathing to diaphragmatic breathing, staying calm, and saying to yourself repeatedly, "Not now." And now continue to breathe in that special way called diaphragmatic breathing. And imagine yourself running into an anger trigger. Maybe in a red zone, maybe not in a red zone. Imagine yourself running into an anger trigger. And as you imagine that, imagine changing your breathing to diaphragmatic breathing, staying calm, and saying to yourself repeatedly, "Not now." It's vital that you do both things, that you imagine yourself handling the red zone or anger trigger calmly, while switching to diaphragmatic breathing. It's the combination of these two things which gives the technique its power, the self-calming breathing and imagining yourself handling the situation calmly. The visualization technique is not only to be used for a practice while you relax. It's to be used as part of your normal day-to-day life in future. Whenever you think about one of your red zones or anger triggers, change your breathing to diaphragmatic breathing. And imagine yourself entering the red zone or hitting the anger trigger, changing your breathing to diaphragmatic breathing and staying calm, saying to yourself repeatedly, "Not now." Practice doing this and develop the habit of doing it automatically whenever you think of a red zone or an anger trigger. Now I leave you to practice the visualization technique using some of your other red zones or anger triggers, situations which you would like to handle calmly in future. Remember, when you visualize the situation, imagine yourself changing your breathing to that deeper, slower breathing, staying calm, and saying to yourself repeatedly, "Not now, not now, not now." Then later you can decide how to deal with the situation, how to deal with whatever was upsetting you. You can decide later when you're feeling calmer. And now I leave you to practice this visualization technique using other red zones or anger triggers, situations which you would like to handle calmly in future.
Thank you.